diva fight. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, it's front line. Friday, front line. Friday, it's front line. Friday, I got the diva. You're an artist, business. Artist about your business. Business that's artistic. Here we showcase the gifted. Come tune in and get lifted. Learn to hustle and flip it. Whether you're on a budget or riding around and getting it. Got promo at the wazoo. Call in, we'll spot you. All the artists on Fox, so you know that music hype. We got you, can't knock it. Interviews the topic. Yeah, the haters won't block it, but a freight train could stop it. We on the spot, on the grind. 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 We on the spot, on the grind. 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 Hey, Ebony B, I got your diva. 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 Welcome to front line Friday. It's front line Friday. Welcome to front line Friday. It's front line Friday. Welcome to front line Friday. It's front line Friday. Welcome to front line Friday. It's front line Friday.
Yo, this Lady G. You are now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping. Featuring nothing but true soldiers. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks. Stay on top. Let's go.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay on Frontline Friday, where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
Squad up. Y'all know y'all hear that. It's girl Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays each and every Friday, 7 p.m. on the west and 10 p.m. on the east, where we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest in and out of the industry, baby. Y'all make sure y'all call me up at 347-850-1521 and press the 1 button to be heard. Now, we're going to have a special guest in the house. We got DJ Cassie Banks. He is going to be coming through. We're going to be getting all up in his DJ Kool-Aid. So y'all make sure y'all show him some love. Follow him on Twitter at DJ Cassie Banks. And call in and show him some love at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Just a little background about DJ Cassie Banks. He is a coast-to-coast DJ. DJ Cassie Banks is a full-time DJ. He has been DJing since 1998. His mixtapes can be found in music stores around Indianapolis as well. You can order them by phone. You can hit him up. I'm going to give you a number in a few. DJ Cassie Banks is based out of Naptown. Big shout out to Indianapolis. Big shout out to S. Cowley. That's my boy. He books parties as well. You can catch him live on Plot Boy Radio Friday nights from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. He loves what he does, so check his YouTube portfolio as well. He's easily networked with serious artists. You gotta be an artist. It's about your business and about your grind, and hit him up. Overnight Worldwide Mixtape Shipping is available, so send him a friend request on Facebook, DJ Cassie Banks, and follow him on Twitter at DJ Cassie Banks. So it's going to be DJ K-H-A-S-T-R-S-T-E-R-D-H-I-N-K-S. For networking, ordering, or booking, just hit him up, 317-529-1309. Again, that's 317-529-1309. Of course, we're going to have DJ Cassie Banks in the building, but we're going to hit y'all up with an Educate and Regulate session after the hot R&B mix that we play by DJ Cassie Banks. In our Educate and Regulate session, we're talking about, of course, you guys all know Lil Wayne was in a hospital, critical condition. There's a lot of conflicting stories on that, but we're going to talk about that. And I want to talk about the U.S. beef up the missile defense against North Korea and Iran. So, you know, they planted a bomb, which they already have. And, of course, at the end of the show, we're going to take them to church. So y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Without further ado, I'm going to bring you Pastor Dave up in his piece. He on the front line. Hey, DJ. What's going on, DJ Pastor Dave? Welcome to the front line, baby.
Yeah, mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Can you hear me all right?
You loud and clear. Squad up. What's going on, man?
For sure. You know, the grind, nonstop. You know how we get down.
Oh, of course, man. DJ Cassidy Mix, for those who are not familiar with you, because most likely they've been under a rock, just give them some information about you, a little background, so we can bring them up to date on the front line.
Well, again, I've been a DJ since 1998. You know, recently we just started putting together projects for exclusively for independent artists. I work with artists from all over the world. I also operate a 24-hour service. You can call in at any time, and we'll definitely discuss your music career with you. And, you know, we got a lot of great projects going on right now. You know, it's always something. I also produce a popular coast-to-coast mixtape called Music's Most Wanted. Again, that features artists from all over the world. You can find Volume 1 and Volume 2 on coasttocoastmixtapes.com. Just go type in Music's Most Wanted, and that'll come up. You might even see some artists on there that collaborated with us on that project that you are familiar with. If not, check it out. Get to know them. And, you know, also give us a call. You know, you gave them the number, so, you know, anybody can participate as long as your music is hot and as long as you're a serious artist. But, you know, you got to be serious to rock with us.
Definitely. Serious artists out there who are inquiring about getting a DJ to host their mixtape, what are a few things that they need to be looking for when selecting a DJ to host their mixtape? Because, you know, a lot of people, they say, oh, I got this DJ and that DJ. But, you know, when it does come out, it really doesn't have that quality or is missing something. So your advice to the artists out there who are looking to select a DJ to host their mixtape, what would be your advice?
My advice to the artist that's looking for a DJ to host their mixtape would definitely be to make sure you find a DJ that, you know, their goals line up with yours. Make sure they're interested in your product and not just a couple of dollars. As well as, you know, you definitely want to select a DJ that is has a global mind state, not just a local mind state. And the reason that I say that is, you know, I mean, it depends on what kind of artist you are. You know, if you're okay with being mediocre, then, you know, just get with any DJ. But if you're not, then you definitely want to get with a DJ that cares about your product versus, like I said, just a couple of dollars.
That's definitely what's up. Now, coming up in hip-hop history, it was the DJ and it was the artist. It was the MC. We really don't see a lot of that now. I feel like every artist, a serious artist, should have their own personal DJ that they rock with for long term. How do you feel about the change from our history when it was the DJ wasn't without the artist and the artist was without the DJ? Why do you feel that that changed besides it being, you know, the internet and all the technology that came along? And do you feel like that process should come back?
Well, I definitely feel like that process should come back, but it hasn't really gone anywhere. The reason that it left, well, you know, I think that people stopped paying attention to the history of successful artists. And I think that, you know, it should definitely come back. I mean, to the point where, you know, I talk to a lot of artists that are very successful, and one of the things that they all have in common is they always tell me the same thing you said. You know, they got a DJ and they stuck with them and they kept rocking with them. They was loyal to that DJ. Now, the thing is, I don't think that you should limit yourself to just trying to work with one DJ. I wouldn't say stop at one DJ, but you definitely want to get one down on your team, again, who has goals similar to yours, as far as, you know, they're not just out here for a couple of dollars. Because nowadays, so many people just want to pocket your change, and once they got the money and the product is out, well, I got your money, so, you know, I'm not really going to keep on helping you move it. Well, the thing is, I'm not like that myself. DJ Casper Banks, I definitely do not. I'm not all about myself, and I'm definitely not about money. money is the least important part of any conversation that I have with an artist. It's all about their music and helping them get their product to the world. And anybody that joins a product with DJ Cash for Banks, I always let them know that our music is for the world. So if you rocking with me, so is yours. Your music is for the world now as well.
That's definitely what's up. Tell us about the VIP thing that you got going on, DJ Castor Banks, and how, you know, an artist or anyone wanting to work with you can be a part of that.
Well, actually, VIP with DJ Castor Banks and Coast to Coast DJs actually works on a nomination system. The artists that are interviewed or the entertainers that are interviewed on VIP with DJ Casper Banks, all of them were nominated for that project, and then they were voted by my Coast to Coast team. And, you know, that's how you become a part of that. You can't just call and say, put me on VIP. Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. But if you really want to be considered for the project, have your people call, have them nominate you. You know, and then after that, you know, we take it from there.
Will they be calling into the 24-hour service line, or will they be calling into the show number? Where would they be calling into?
Yeah, you would definitely call into the 24-hour live number. And as far as that goes, you will always talk to somebody live. If we happen to not answer when you first call, please believe your call is important to us. And we will definitely make sure that we get right back with you. We don't believe in, you know, email us and we'll get back with you. You know, leave a message and we'll get back with you. No, we want to talk to every single person that picks up the phone to call that number. Any time of the night, 3 in the morning, 3 in the afternoon, we are always available.
That was just going to be my next question. As far as, like, with the way the 24-hour line and you got your team lined up, you know, as far as you providing this service and being available 24 hours, where does that leave room for your personal life and for some DJ Casper Banks time? How do you, you know, manage your time with dealing with all the artists and dealing with the company and basically kind of being a forefront for it all? When do you vacation? How do you get personal time?
You know what? I haven't had a vacation or personal time in I don't know how long. As a matter of fact, I forgot what that was, and I probably need to be remembering real soon, but I'm extremely dedicated to what I do. There is nobody that wakes me up. There is nobody that I'm a self-starter, to say the least, and I have to be, and I feel like taking a break is detrimental. You know what I'm saying? Can definitely lead to slowdowns. And I definitely don't want to slow down. I like where we're at. I like the progress that we're seeing currently. And so, you know, I'm going to just keep on going. And that 24-hour line is not going anywhere. A lot of people, a lot of artists. I work with a lot of artists, organizations, labels, all of that. You know, so, and a lot of them are worried that eventually, you know, we're trying to build to the point where we don't have to answer your calls and we can have an answering service. Well, you're wrong. No, you pick that phone up, you call us, you're going to always be able to get us, and that's what we're here for. As a matter of fact, out in California, they call me the Music Industries 7-Eleven. And as a matter of fact, that's dope-ass music, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, shout out to him. But that's, you know, that's basically what we are, you know what I'm saying, except you know, we aim to please a little bit better. And like I said, you know, we here to talk to anybody that wants to talk to us. It doesn't matter if you started being an artist 2 weeks ago. You know what I'm saying? If you got good music and you dedicated and you got that quality, give us a call. We are a no-politics service. So, you know, you might be on the same project with somebody that you call yourself beefing with. We definitely don't support or entertain rap beef over here with DJ Casper Banks. So, you know, we work with whoever we want to. I'm definitely a free agent. I work with, you know, a lot of the hottest stations on the planet, as well as I work with the hottest artists on the planet. You know what I mean? And it's an honor to be in such a great position.
All right. Let's follow up to education. Did you go to any type of colleges or technical school for, you know, music and production? Is it something that you learned hands-on along the way?
Actually, no trade, no technical schools. I learned it along the way. I got my first set of turntables when I was about 11 years old. You know, I didn't even know what a set of turntables was. And, you know, I just heard my cousin, who's like my brother, shout out to Pinpoint Design. You know, I heard him and one of his buddies talking about turntables all the time. Honestly, I was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I needed a Christmas gift. You know, I'm going to be straight up. I needed a Christmas gift that year. And I didn't want the same thing all the other guys was getting. You know, they was getting toys and, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. And I was like, nah, I want something different. So I asked for a set of turntables. Again, I didn't know what they were, didn't know what they looked like, nothing. They just sounded interesting, and it sounded like a nice present with value. So I'm like, okay, cool. I asked for that. I got it. You know, my parents, shout out to them. I appreciate y'all. But, you know, I got it, and I didn't know what to do with them. And then eventually, you know, I kept on trying and trying. My first record, I finally remember what the other one was, but I know that I got the Hot Boys, We On Fire, I got that, and I got Juvenile, Back That Ass Up, you know what I mean, that was the two records that I got, and I didn't know how to put them together. I'm like, what do I do with these? I got two turntables and a mixer, there has to be a way to do something. So then I was like, all right, I'm going to figure it out. So I kept listening to mixtapes from my city, shout out to DJ World, DJ JF, I was listening to them, I'm trying to figure out, how are they doing this? So I finally put it together one day. It was a miracle. And ever since then, I was rocking. I did my first mixtape. It was really a tape. I did my first mixtape on a karaoke machine. And if you put that karaoke machine back in front of me right now, I promise you I would not know what I did to make that mixtape.
All right. Yeah! That's definitely what's up. You now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B. Squad up. We got DJ Castor Banks in the house. Call us up at 347-850-1521 and press the 1 button to be heard. That's 347-850-1521 and press the 1 button to be heard to ask DJ Castor Banks some questions, give some shout-outs. Y'all know how we do each and every Friday. Let's slide over to community work. Of course, we all want to do some community work, and a lot of us was motivated to do what we do to make a change in the community. DJ Castor Banks, are you doing anything in the community? Do you have any community projects that you're working on or any thing that you want to push and donate to or donate back to?
You know what? Currently, I don't. I do give money in church. You know what I'm saying? I support churches. I also, you know, if I can spare it, and I give money to the homeless. And, you know, that's not to even make it like I'm, you know, doing something spectacular, but those are things that I do. I definitely am a large supporter of breast cancer awareness and research, cancer research, you know, leukemia, things like that. I definitely would like to, you know, try to make sure that I always give back to them and, you know, make sure that I play my part and do my thing. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's definitely an honor to, you know, to even discuss that, you know what I'm saying? Because those are things that I'm definitely interested in, especially that breast cancer research. I'm definitely interested in that.
Oh, breast cancer research is such a big thing, and it's such a great cause to support among millions of causes to support breast cancer, domestic violence against men, women, and children, you know, HIV, leukemia. The thing that I see now is with a lot of medical drugs, they pull in this bipolar thing all over the place. I don't necessarily think the majority of people are bipolar. I just think a lot of people is mad as heck about a couple of things that went over in their life, and they need to be able to hash it out, talk about it, you know, and learn some coping skills. You don't necessarily need more meds on top of meds. We know that the biggest business out there right now, the corporate business, is the jails, and now it's the mental disability and mental health. Things. So we got to stop adding to that and saying, oh, I scratched it because I was bipolar. No, I scratched it because I wanted to. I was mad because I don't have, that's why I did it. I popped off on it. I mean, we need to learn more coping skills rather than excuses and pills. But let's talk about Coast to Coast. DJ Cash from Banks, how long have you been with Coast to Coast and how did it come about?
I've actually been with Coast to Coast about a year now. It came about, you know, I did a project. I collaborated on a project with a group named Split Seed out of Mississippi as well as Flint, Michigan. Shout out to them. Shout out to Mississippi. Shout out to Flint, Michigan. Shout out to the world. But anyways, I collaborated on a project with them, and they was like, well, look, you know, let me introduce you to this Coast to Coast. So then next thing you know, they set it all up for me, had it wrapped tight, you know, and then from there on, it's been history.
Well, that's definitely what's up. Now, being that you are with Coast to Coast, I mean, it's a large organization, Coast to Coast DJs. We shout out to Coast to Coast. And, you know, you guys do a lot for the artists in and out of independent and industry artists as well. But when you're making your mixes, when you're sitting down and you make your mixes, you're like, oh, my God, I got all of this music. And, you know, of course, mixes bring passion. To make the mixes, I love music. That's first and foremost. How is the process difficult to make a mix because you have such a palette of music? Or do you already know, okay, this is the artist I want to put on. I heard this song from here, and let's bend it all together and make a mix? Because we have the Sex in the City R&B mix from you. How what's your process of making your mix? Is it difficult, or is it fairly easy?
Well, I wouldn't say it's fairly easy, but I wouldn't say it's difficult either. You know, it comes to you with time. It just depends on, you know, your music selection and what you want to play. See, I used to have a problem playing music that I wanted to hear on the mixtape. And now, you know, I've went more into playing what other people and other listeners would like to hear. So, you know, as far as making a mixtape, nah, it's not difficult. Now, when it comes to Music's Most Wanted, the only thing that I have about that is we actually collaborate with these artists on this project from all over the world. And some of them be feeling like, you know, my song was at the end, you know what I mean? But, you know, and they feel like they got put at the end because they were not good. But the mixtape has to be good all the way through. And the only thing with that is organizing all of this great music from so many different places and so many different artists. But all of them definitely get their shine on, because the mixtapes, they, you know, Music's Most Wanted Volumes 1, 2, and upcoming 3, they ride out from start to finish.
I like what you said about some of the artists felt like their music was put out the end because it necessarily wasn't good. A mixtape is, I mean, it really shouldn't matter where your song is on there. It's just the fact that you're on such a great mixtape. It doesn't matter where the song is, even if I have a mixtape. If your song was song 13 and I like it, guess what? I'll play 13 first before I play 1. I think that comes with, you know, with the artists and industry and other people getting in people's heads. They say, why your song number 13? But you don't realize that you're on a global mixtape. Staying focused on what you're trying to accomplish and what you wanted to get done anyway. You didn't call me up and say, hey, DJ Castlefinks, I want to be number one on your next mixtape.
Straight up.
I'm song number one on the mixtape. But, you know, with having those artists, of course you do some artist development with them. How do you help the artists with feeling secure with their position on any mixtape, and, you know, helping them to stay focused on the goal that they came with anyway? Because artists can be very difficult, very difficult.
Yeah.
Is it just cut and dry, or do you know, you kind of like give a little leeway to try to help them understand what's happening here?
Well, you know, I don't get that a lot, you know what I'm saying? But when I do, I definitely let them know, you know what I mean? You're hot. I mean, and they're going to see what Volume 3. Volume 3 is all the way from start to finish. I mean, you know, and a lot of listeners and people that are within the circle, they would tell you that, you know, they can listen to it all the way from the end to the beginning, and then from the beginning to the end again, you know what I mean? So it's just, like you say, you know, you should just be proud to be a part of a worldwide project. And that's exactly what it is. That's what I aim to do. Again, my music is for everybody, not just for the neighborhood, the city, the street. It's for everybody. I don't care if you're in a suit and tie, pick up a DJ Casper Banks mixtape, or if you're down in the gutter, you know what I'm saying, you know, pick up a DJ Casper Banks mixtape. You know, I rock with everybody. I don't look down on nobody, and I really don't look up at nobody either. You know what I'm saying? We just getting it.
To get your DJ Castro Banks mixtape right now, from the first one to the current one now, where do they go to get it, and where do they go to follow you on all of these great social networking?
Actually, you can definitely catch me on Twitter, at DJ Casper Banks. You can find me on Facebook, DJ Casper Banks Radio Station. And aside from that, as far as, you know, if you want to find a DJ Casper Banks mixtape, you can look on datpiff.com. You know, matter of fact, just Google me on Yahoo, you know, or again, you know, Google. But then, too, you know what I'm saying, I got, you know, a lot of projects of mine on coasttocoastmixtapes.com. That's my biggest, you know what I'm saying, that's my biggest place right there. I push that the most because I'm a coast-to-coast DJ. You know, I just said that Piff because, you know what I'm saying, it might make it easy for a lot of people that, you know, because the reason we put our projects in a lot of different places, but again, you know, you got some people that are Dat Piff people, some people are Coast to Coast people, some people are Mix Connect people, you know, everybody's got their place where they get their music from, but go to coasttocoastmixtapes.com, go to mixtapes, and type in Banks, B-H-I-N-K-S, or you can type in Music's Most Wanted, and my whole not my whole portfolio, but a lot of my portfolio will pop up. And if you want to go deep into DJ Casper Banks, Google me. I'm definitely out there. You can Google me by my phone number and find most of my mixtapes as well.
That's what's up. Tell us about the Sex in the City 3 mix that we have for you here, and we're going to be showcasing on the front line tonight.
Well, you know, I ride with the ladies, too. You know, everything can't be bang, bang, bang. You know what I'm saying, as far as in the street anyways. But, you know, it's for the ladies, something subtle, calm, you know, clean your crib to it, clean the bedroom to it. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely something for all sorts of moods, and relaxing, mellow, that sort of thing.
Well, that's what's up. DJ Casper Banks, we want to thank you for coming through to the front line. You're welcome back anytime that you want to come and squad up. Go ahead and introduce the Sex in the City mix and tell them that they're hearing it right here live on Frontline Fridays.
Yeah, for sure. You already know. It's your boy, DJ Casper Banks. I'm kicking it with the diva, you know, and it's an honor to be here. But check out that Sex in the City Volume 3 if you're digging that. Again, get on Google. Get on Yahoo, type in DJ Casper Banks, grab volumes 1, 2, and 3. And, you know, we aim to please for sure. Don't forget, we are 24 hours. Pick that phone up. Give us a call at any time. I don't care who you are, artist, A&R, manager, 317-529-1309. We are definitely always available for the independent artists, as well as for anybody that wants to pick up the phone and call. We give pep talks for careers. Oh, and we also submit music videos to BET, VH1, MTV Jams, all of that, too. So, you know, definitely, y'all need to get at your boy.
Those were the words I said to you. It was last May, don't know the exact day. In my hand there was a ring. Then you told me that you love me more than anything in your life. So I asked you, would you do me the honor of being mine?
Oh, They're running a strange program, y'all. I mean, more poor and disenfranchised folks than this place has ever seen. And see, they try to front the shit off like it don't exist.
Meanwhile, the rich get richer.
And the poor don't get a fucking thing.
Times like these, people want to get high. Real high and real fast. And this is going to do it.
Yo, baby, we talking about combinate and consolidate. That's what up. We going to bum rush the whole damn thing. Now, just imagine. If the tenants cooperate, oh, it's lovely. I mean, they become loyal customers. They don't? Fuck it, it's like in Peru. They become living hostages.
Phenomenal Radio.
When you see me salute, it's Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay and Tay Black. Listen.
What up? It's your boy Slim the Phenomenon, and right about now you tuned in to Frontline Fridays with the Queen, Diva Mary Kay, and that boy Tay Black at TayBlack84 on Twitter. It's Frontline Fridays.
Hold up! Yo, this the Wizard, Jay Dutch. You are now tuned in to the live Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black dropping nothing but hot indie artist music. Tune in live at www.phenomradio.com.
Yeah, it's your boy K Flames, and you are now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays, powered by Phenomenal Radio with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black dropping nothing but hot indie artists and music. Tune in live at www.divaspotradio.com. That's www.divaspotradio.com. Yeah, turn up.
It's your boy Money Making D, and you are now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B, dropping nothing but the high indie artists and music. Tune in live at www.divaspotradio.com. Let's go.
Y'all already know how we do it. Girl Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in to Frontline Fridays each and every Friday, 7 p.m. on the West and 10 p.m. on the East. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Diva Spot Radio. That's at Diva Spot Radio. And hit me up at Diva Ebony B. That's at Diva Ebony B. I just dropped that hot Sex in the City Volume 3 mix by DJ Castro Banks live right here on the Frontline Fridays. I was grooving so hard, I forgot I was on air. Like, it's definitely what's up. Y'all make sure y'all call me up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the one button to be heard. DJ Kathy Banks, thank you so much for such a hot
You know what? I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? That was definitely love for you to even take time to even air it tonight. I appreciate you having me live on the show. Definitely one of the hottest stations that I ever even had the opportunity of rocking with for sure.
I appreciate that, man. We definitely try to push independent. We try to put out, we bring it back the realness of it. We bring it back the meat and potatoes of it. Ain't no, you know, sidestepping over here. Ain't no syrup sipping over here. We bringing it back for real, for real. So we thank you for making that mix. We got Jay Real the Realist up in this thing. What's going on, King? Bring in some callers on the call line. 909-358. Can you hear me? You on the front line.
Hello?
Peace, King. What's going on?
Nothing much. You already know what it is. It's Jay Riddle Realist. I'm sorry. I'm doing about 50 things at once, flipping fries, flipping chickens, and taking care of kids.
And listening to that hot mix by DJ Castle Bank, too.
Come on, man. I've been running it. That's been my cooking music.
Salute to that.
I've been sitting up here sweating, listening to the mix. All at the same time, I'm going to step outside, though, get some of this cool air, man, let you know what I was thinking about that, man. Man, I'm enjoying the vibe, man. I'm enjoying the sound, man, and I'm looking forward to further projects.
Most def, man. I definitely appreciate that. If you get a chance, man, you know, she's been putting a number out. Ms. Diva, she's been putting a number out. And, you know what I'm saying, so you can feel free to give me a call, or you can Google DJ Casper Banks, or, you know, research on Yahoo, follow me on Twitter, all of that, man. Well, I'm out there.
I'm actually familiar with you, man. I run with DJ 5X, so I'm actually familiar with your line and what you're doing, man. So I'm a supporter, man. I'm just going to keep on, like I said, keep on looking forward to new things, and definitely want to hook up with you, man, maybe venture into something for myself, my own project. So, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm definitely open to that, man. It's an honor.
I'm asking myself, King J. Redder Rollers, you got a mixtape that's coming out, and it's going to be hosted by Freeway Ricky. Is that correct?
Yes, yes. The actual real Freeway Ricky Ross will be hosting the Resurrection 2. Now, as far as I'm not as big as my guy, you know, peace to you, King. I'm not as big as him, and I'm really not trying to jump into that genre, but the Resurrection 1 was a various artist mixtape with Indian mainstream artists, and it grew, it got kind of big, and I reached out to some artists for trying to host the second one, and I ran across Freeway Rick, and we had a conversation, and he was willing to push it and do the thing as far as hosting it. So we actually accepted submissions right now for that project. Any artist from any place all across the world, you're open to submit your songs for review for this project. And hopefully, you know, we can go on and do maybe a Resurrection 3. I was actually talking to Dub C about that. So fingers crossed, and we'll see where we can go from there.
That's definitely what's up. It's so great to see Kings on the ground pushing. You guys could be doing anything and anywhere, but you're doing it in the right way, and you're bringing other people in and showing them how to professionally get this thing done and be able to be consistent with it. And that's what's important. And I just salute you guys for that because, you know, I take a look at other men around, and I pay attention. I'm a wait and see diva, but this is just what I do. I pay attention to what's going on, and I pay attention to people are giving back and what you're really putting out there, because there's a lot of self-gain people out there. So salute to you guys. Let's educate and regulate them. Let's go.
It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva Ebony B.
Come on.
It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey Queen, gon' teach you something. Hey Queen, gon' teach you something. Hey Queen, won't you teach you something? On the front line, Diva Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey Queen, gon' teach you something. Hey Queen, gon' teach you something. Hey Queen, what you teach you something? On the front line with Diva Ebony B.
Come on, come on.
Y'all already know how we give time. It's time to educate and regulate. Big shout out to S. Coley, man. Big shout out to Newtown. Big shout out to DJ Cash and Dennis Fisher. Shout out to JJ and Lee. Yoko and Sandra. Black and Kitten at the radio. King and ATV radio. My dad. Glass from Glass and Fox. Show. Big shout out to Nah. She hit me up today. I'm definitely going to be hollering at her. Big shout out to Denaya from Next to Glow Radio. I definitely see you guys, but I wanted to educate and regulate on two things. One is in the industry. Lil Wayne, there's been a lot of conflicting stories what's going on, but TMZ posts Lil Wayne in critical condition after more seizures. It says Lil Wayne is in ICU in critical condition after suffering yet another seizure and was told it doesn't look good. TMZ has left. We broke the story. The 30-year-old rapper was rushed to Cedars-Sinai Hospital in L.A. Tuesday night after suffering multiple seizures. He was released Wednesday. Just hours later, one of his bodyguards found him in his room on the floor on couches. Wayne was rushed to the hospital again, but this time he did not stabilize. He was taken to the ICU, where he was placed in restraints because he was shaking uncontrollably. We're told Wayne is currently unstable and has been placed in induced coma. He is breathing through tubes. We were told several people are at Wayne's bedside crying, and a number of rap artists and family members are on the way. Sources say the scene is violent as Wayne shakes uncontrollably. Sources say there's evidence Wayne went on a syrup binge after being released Wednesday because doctors found a high amounts of codeine in his system. We're told Wayne's stomach was pumped three times to flush the drugs from his system. Oh, that's crazy. I got to give a prayer to Lil Wayne, and hopefully none of this is true, but seizures is nothing to play with. Whether you stir up or you was born with seizures or your asthma triggered it or the brain stability triggers it or what, but seizures is definitely not something that you want to play with, especially if you haven't chronic seizures. Dust can trigger a seizure. A perfume can trigger a seizure. It all depends on how hard that you have them. But I definitely want to get y'all feedback on this before I get into the U.S. to beef up missile defense against North Korea. So I'm going to go to you, DJ Castrobank, and get your feedback on, you know, Lil Wayne being in critical condition and the whole syrup situation and his seizures.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, me personally, I don't mess around with syrup. I'm not an advocate of drug use. Personally, I just pray that he's all right and that he comes through after all of this, and hopefully he learns something. And, you know, hopefully, you know, he's got great support behind him to help him in, you know, getting away from that syrup and other things.
That's what I was thinking, too. Like, Wayne has enough money to go to rehab if he wanted to, but you have to want rehab. You have to want to stop using the drugs. You have to desire to stop. And, you know, he can't take a vacation, but the thing is, what's the point of going on a syrup binge? What's going on with Lil Wayne in the camp? Because, of course, the camp and everybody else is going to post, oh, he's okay, he's in stable condition, he's on Twitter tweeting that I'm sleeping and all this other stuff. Like, come on, y'all. Pay attention to what's going on here. J-Ro, the Rollers, come on in here, King, and give your feedback on it.
Man, I mean, Pimp C, DJ Screw, you know, it's been a few of our soldiers have fallen from this, you know, from this, this drug, you know, who's supposed to be used just purposely for municipal users. People take advantage, and just so happens that this individual that we're speaking of is, you know, at the level he is, so everybody's being in notice right now. Everybody's, you know, it's a big thing, but there's so many of us that are dying from this, you know, really in the streets dying from this. I have a few personal friends who have died from consuming this stuff too much, and it's really, and I hate to say it, you know, but it's really because they see it on the videos and they see the rappers with it at the award shows, and they want to consume it, and it winds up killing them. And it brings me back to the point of, and you know, first of all, you know, praises to his family. Hopefully, you know, he recovers from this situation. But at the same time, we got to be careful of what we're showing our people, what we're showing these people, because this stuff that he's going through, there's a 14, 13-year-old kid that wants to drink codeine because Lil Wayne drinks codeine. You know, and this little kid is sitting up in the hospital. And trust me, the last time I got shot, I was in Cedar Sinai. I know that's one of the top hospitals in Los Angeles. A lot of kids don't have the money or the insurance to go to a place like that and get that type of care. So I feel sorry for the brother, but at the same time, you got to be more cautious and perceptive to not only what you're doing to yourself, but what you're showing your fan base, because they're going to turn around and do whatever you do because that sets the marker.
You're right about that, the influencement, you know, what you're putting out there. And I hope that, you know, and I pray that just as much of all his following and his fans was so religious to his music and his following that they pay attention to what's happening to their star right now. This can happen to you. And it sucks. Is Lil Wayne even 30 years old yet?
I don't believe so. I don't believe so.
Give me a minute. Let me pull that up real fast. DJ Castro, put out some information how they can get in contact with you and follow you on all your social networks while I pull up Lil Wayne age.
Yeah, for sure. Y'all can definitely find me on Twitter at DJ Casper Banks. That's spelled at DJ KHASPERBHINKS. I definitely want to follow everybody back. Right now I'm dealing with the ratio issues, but don't even trip because I'm going to follow all of y'all back as soon as I get a chance. Find me on Facebook, DJ Casper Banks Radio Station, or you can just type in DJ Casper Banks, like the fan page, you know, become a Facebook friend. I want to be friends with everybody. Get at your boy 317-529-1309, 24-hour service, coast-to-coast mixtapes.
And DJ Casper Banks, I have to give you an apology live on air because I've been promoting you and wondering why your name wasn't lighting up. I took a look at it today. I was like, why isn't his Twitter lighting up? And I forgot the H in Casper. I thought it was K-A-S-P-R, but it's K-H-A-S-P-R. So I've been promoting you like nobody's business, but I didn't put in the correct Twitter name, and Diva is, you know, woman enough to admit that. So apology to you, Casper Banks, but it still was fun promoting that you was coming to the show.
Well, you know what? It ain't even no thing. I appreciate that. But you know what? There's only one DJ Casper Banks, no matter how you spell it. So make sure y'all holler at your boy.
Hey, I got a question for you. Kenny, I'm sorry, bro. I got a question for you.
You good, huh?
Now, as far as dealing with the DJ, see, because I'm an artist, you know, I'm an independent artist, and I know the struggles of an independent artist, and I know a lot of cats really don't stay in their lane. You got cats all over the place. They artists, producers, engineers, this and that, and sometimes because of lack of help, you have to be. But in the DJ struggle, you know, is it equal to, or do you think it's harder than an artist to make it as a DJ? You know, I understand the criteria of an artist and what we have to do, you know, as far as the shows and whatnot, but how difficult is it making that stamp on the DJ side of this music?
Man, I would say it's just as difficult. It takes a lot of work, takes a lot of dedication. You're going to get knocked down a lot of times, but the thing is, just like whatever you do, you just got to make sure you get back up. And if you got the vision, then, you know, you can attain whatever goal or whatever dream it is that you have. Me, personally, I've been successful, but I haven't reached my peak. I've done a lot of things that would make some say, wow, you know, it looks like it's, you know, I make it look easy, but it's definitely not. And I will tell you, no matter how many great things I do, it doesn't ever get any easy. You know what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, it just gets harder.
I respect that. I respect that answer.
That's the stuff. I just caught up Lil Wayne. He was actually born in 82. Me and Lil Wayne is about to be 31 this year, September the 27th. He's 30 years old right now. He will be 31 on September the 27th, 1982. My blessings and my prayers go out to Dwayne Michael Carter Jr., known as Lil Wayne. So my blessings go out to him, and hopefully, you know, he recover from this and be able to come back with a full recovery, because it's not worth it. Drugs is not worth taking your life. You know, he got a 15-year-old daughter. He got multiple kids. So, you know, hopefully he'll be able to. Wow, it's just heartbreaking. I don't want anybody to die. Even though I'm really not too much of a big fan of Lil Wayne, but I don't want anybody to die at all. It just sucks. I want to go into this next one on Korea. We beefing up. The U.S. is beefing up the missile defense, so let's get into it right now. Ask Carly about that drop.
It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B. Come on. Hey, Queen, gon' do something. Hey, Queen, gon' do something. Hey, Queen, won't you do something? On the front line, Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey, Queen, gon' do something. Hey, Queen, gon' do something. Hey, Queen, won't you do something? On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Checking out CNN today, which I like to check out CNN US, I don't believe everything, but I do pay attention. Read between the lines. CNN in the United States will be deploying additional ground-based missile interceptors on the West Coast as part of an effort to enhance the nation's ability to defend itself from attacks by North Korea. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel announced Friday, still relatively new in his post, the Pentagon chief told reporters that 14 additional interceptors to be installed by 2017 would bring the total to 44. It is part of a package of steps expected to cost $1 billion, official says. The reason we are doing what we are doing and the reason why we are advancing our program here from Homeland Security is to not take any chances, is to stay ahead of the threat and to assure any mishaps that may have, Hagel said. North Korea says it's the victim of intensive cyber attacks. Oh, snap. Friday's move came from North Korea, nuclear attack on South Korea, and the United States in response to step up UN Security Council sectors over the latest nuclear tests last month. In December, North Korea successfully launched a long-range rocket for the first time under what the United States and other Western nations say was the goals of putting a satellite into orbit. Get them. Calm down, Diva. Read the story. Moreover, Pentagon officials say that they became concerned about the mobile missile spotted in a parade last April. The KN-08 missile can be moved around the country and hidden, making it harder to detect compared to the missile on a launch pad. We believe the KN-08 does not have the range to reach the United States. Well, we believe it does have the range to reach the United States, said Minister James Winnefield. North Korea also said last week it was notifying the Joint Declaration on the Nuclearization of Korea's, I'm not for sure what that word, one of the country's top, according to published reports, claim Pyongyang has nuclear-tipped interconnectional missiles that are ready to be fired. Wow. So, of course, the United States is doing, the UN is doing what it's supposed to do to step up its defense against the North Korea. They bombed on South Korea, so now they like, look, they may be bombing on us. So we need to put more interceptors over here on the West Coast, which will be a total of 44 interceptors. We got 14 now. Now we have 44, and it's by 2017, and it's going to cost $1 billion. It's bad enough that we supposedly don't have any money in America, but now they're saying that we're going to spend $1 billion on more interceptors because North Korea bombed on South Korea.
What did you say, nigga?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. DJ Castleman, give us your feedback on that, King.
Well, you know, I think that there should be more love in the world. It saddens me that for some reason countries and people feel the need to have the type of anger within them to want to bomb a country or to want to inflict harm or pain on anyone else. So I say spread peace, love, and not war.
Yeah, you got to be real mad to want to bomb a whole country. Like, killing a few people is one thing, but I'll bomb your whole country. I'm going to take all of y'all out. Wow. Jay Ritterolas, come on, King.
Well, you already know, I keep up on the world events, and I've been watching this North Korea thing for a hot second. And the funny thing about it is that we want to spend $1 billion on a maybe. They may try and bomb us, they may not. We want to be prepared, so we need $1 billion from the American people that we don't have. That's first off. My second thing is that if you retrace what's been going on with the North Koreans and how they're obtaining this nuclear weaponry. They're really accumulating stuff that we sold to other people. That's what they're doing. They're taking resources and their own scientists. I'm not taking nothing away from their intelligence. But there are certain things that make up nuclear weapons that can only be sold on certain places. And we know about the black market, but when it comes down to building this stuff, it can only be getting from certain places. So what we're looking at is really a concept of our own bringing about. My thing is this, that as a people, what are we going to do? When are we going to stand up as American citizens? When are we going to stand up and say, no more money? No more money to kill babies, no more money to kill women, innocent people, because the people who are sitting in these high places, who are pushing these buttons, who are making these decisions about going to war on both ends, are not the average citizen. They're not the person that's sitting on the corner hungry. They're not the person that has to give up the money to fund this war. So if us as the people stand up and say, no, we're not going to do it, then it's not going to happen. But it has to, like my brother just said, it has to be a worldly thing. This has to be a two-sided thing. Because, of course, we don't want to be naive and then wind up happening. And, you know, our
people
is in danger. But at the same time, it cost us $1 billion to go overseas and fight the war in the desert. But you're not going to send people over there to North Korea. Because, first of all, a lot of our people aren't trained to fight in their terrain. So they're playing a nuclear war bomb game, and what's really sad about it is that in the end, nobody pays the price but the children's lives and the women's lives and the working-class man's lives who are going to be lost during all of this, while the people who are initiating all this stuff are probably going to be in bomb-safe shelters and bunkers and all this other type of stuff, stuff we can't afford, stuff they built and we don't even know where it's at, and they're sending satellites above our heads to watch this and do that, and I hate to say it, I hate to always bring it back to this point, but excuse my language, Diva, but you niggas still worried about rims and buying big chains and doing what you see people do on TV, and they putting satellites above your head. You know, people need to wake up so we can do something about this, so we can have peace. But all you're trying to do is get a piece, and you're not worried about peace. You're just trying to get a piece of something that was never yours in the beginning. So I'm down with war, up with hope. You know, I agree.
I think I agree with you saying, look, we're not spending no money. It's just like you telling your child, ain't no way in heck I'm going to buy a $100 pair of shoes. Is you crazy? You want me to buy a $100 pair of shoes and it's only $10 worth of food in the refrigerator? Is you crazy? We're not doing that. I think that we definitely need to stand up, as a people and say, no, I'm not going to fund no wars anymore. Nobody really wanted to go to war, but, of course, we got crazy people out there that we need to definitely pay attention to and say, you know what, something ain't right. We need to protect ourselves along the way. A lot of stuff is going on, and that's why we need to pay attention to our worldly news rather than thinking that world star hip-hop is the news. It's not the news, people. You need to expand your vocabulary, expand your thinking, and you'll be able to go somewhere and get some real knowledge, like for real. And that's why we do what we do on Frontline Friday. That's why we have this segment, so we can be able to go outside ourselves, go outside our own country and see what's going on. Big shout out to Charlie Youngchild. She came to me and was telling me about a young lady that works at the jewelry store. She works at Zell's in the Tacoma Mall, and all of her checks is basically going over to her family in Syria, or her family that is leaving out of Syria because they're bombing Syria. She has lost basically half of her family. And we're going to be coming together to put something together to start raising funds, because she's trying to get her family members over here. And the Pentagon over there, the one I think she said in Syria, if I'm correct, is closed. It's not open because of all the stuff that's going on. So they're traveling basically east to go further to another Pentagon to be able to get paperwork and stuff to come to the States. So we're going to be having her come on the show in maybe like a week or two, if not earlier, because I'm just trying to get them to confirm everything and talk about her story And, you know, we've been helping the lady out by bringing her lunch and stuff like that. And, you know, my Charlie started to notice that, you know, she wasn't, because they smoke break. I don't smoke. So they smoke break, and Charlie started to notice that this lady wasn't eating. So we've been putting in and, you know, making sure she got lunch and the things that she needed, making sure we're there to encourage her. This lady worked at Zell's, and she make a nice lump off of commission, but all of her money is going over to another country to get her family over here where she is. Like, think about that, y'all. Like, that's real. Your family dying and getting bombed every day. Your little nephew you just seen at Christmas time is dead. It's gone. Because they bombed in the country. They running the people out. They taking over. That's why we need Jesus in our life. You need to feed your spirit man, your spirit woman, rather than your physical man. Let's go ahead and take him to church before we get out of here.
Hungover, still drunk from a Saturday night. But I just wanna trade it all for a chance to make it in the heaven gates. Cause they say I'm living wrong, which this won't change. I got bad ways, but I'm asking you God, please take them away, far away from here. I misbehave, this lifetime hurts, but I'ma make this work. So I'ma take them to church, 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 church.
Take them to church. Now Diva Ebony B, I'm Ebony had to take them to church, and I had to build my trust. I've been reading about trust in my women's devotional Bible all week, trusting the Lord, putting your faith in the Lord. On Monday, I was out. I was at a visiting one of my church members and the family. We was all getting together, and my house was broken into. Well, you can't really say it was broken into because this person had a key. The maintenance man had a key, came in my house, and stole my laptop. And was in such of a rush, left the power cord to the laptop. And basically left out with my laptop, locked my door behind him. And when I came in the house, I knew something was wrong because I remember closing and shutting down the computer. But this individual, and I can't really say he was the maintenance man. He's a local crackhead around here. And he was doing some work with the maintenance crew over here in the complex and somehow got a hold of the key and made a copy of it or made a master key. But what he didn't know is Diva may be saved, but I'm crazy as hell. So I had to pray it. I had to pray and bring it down. And the scripture that it came is from Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 26. It goes, and I will make them and the places around about my hill a blessing, and I will cause the shower to come down in his season, and there shall be showers of blessing. And that's Ezekiel 34, 26. And when I read this, I said, you know what? There's a season for everything, because even though my laptop was stolen, it wasn't about the laptop. It was just the fact that somebody was in the queen house and in the young king, in the young king's house, moving around and about. It really uneased me. But the next day, the Lord blessed me with a house of new furniture. I knew the furniture was coming, but when man take it away, the Lord will bless you in abundance with something else. And I still have a desktop to be able to use for my business, for my advertising and promotion. I work so hard to get to where I'm at, you know, and I do a lot of my work via the computer. But the thing about this, what I took from this scripture, which is Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 26, I will make them and the places around my hill a blessing, and I will cause the showers to come down in his season. There should be showers of blessing. A blessing is a gift of God's grace. God blesses us in spite of ourselves, y'all. I mean, and I know this for a fact. If his grace and mercy came with a dollar figure, we would never be able to afford it. We don't earn it. He gives it to us. He gives it to us of his own free will. There is nothing on earth more valuable than the blessings from above, from your Most High. There is nothing that you can repay your Father God for. If you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. He's going to laugh at you because you're making your own plans. I have my own plans for what I was going to do. No, that's not in my plans, boo. I got something different from you. There's some homework to take with you because, of course, we want to be able to put some action behind what we're saying because I'm more of an actionist. I'm not an activist. A lot of activists do a lot of talking. I like to do a lot of action. Our spiritual growth and productivity depends on how we hear and receive God's word into our heart. Hearing and responding to God's word brings the blessings of God into our lives. I'm going to stop right there because my son, he was like, well, mommy, you know, you go call the computer manufacturer or, you know, I called the police and made the police report and I just left it there. And he was like, well, maybe you can call the pawn shops. And remind you, my young king is 10 years old. He's talking about calling pawn shops and calling the manufacturer and all of that. And I said, you know what, I'm not going to worry about it. God is going to take care of it, Makai. This is not my will. This has nothing to do with me. I'm not going to go through all that, or at least try not to go through all of that. I'm going to leave it up to God. And lo and behold, the next day, all the furniture came. All week, I have been trying to, suppress my anger towards this person because I know who he is. And he even had the audacity to ask me on Wednesday, and did you find out who took your laptop, who broke into your house? And right then and there, I wanted to choke him out. I see myself choking him out. I see myself putting hands on this man. But instead, I prayed in my spirit to remain the queen. A woman of God does not respond in that way. And if that's you let the devil use your habit to come and break into my home and steal a laptop, it's already been done. I called up the landlord that night, and I let him know, look, your maintenance man broke in my home. He said, well, what is it, a $500? He apologized because he felt really concerned and bad about what happened. I will have a free month of rent next month, so I can replace my laptop. So I don't have to pay rent next month. It will be going to a laptop, and I thank God for that. But it's only because I believe. It was hard to leave it there, too, y'all. I mean, it was hard for me to leave it there. I was looking online and, you know, if I could track my computer, but I did learn something about this company called Pray, P-R-E-Y. And you can download this app for free to your computer and to your phone. And what it does, it tracks your laptop or your computer. It's for mobile devices. Like that. And one thing I did learn, I was able to step my game up, is not only do I want to protect my phone and my electronics if they were stolen, but what about my company data? What about my client's information when they fill out my submission form and it's sent to me via email and I'm printing it out? What about that information too? So I was reading on and it was talking about how to protect your data, your information, having a backup hard drive, being able to protect the security of your company. And you may have to invest a couple of dollars for some of these programs, but it's so, so worth it. Hearing and responding to God's words bring the blessings of God into our lives. One way in which we can reach out to share God's blessing with others is by doing prison ministry work. Find a church involved with such a project or start your own. Go to one of the numerous other groups in your city that need volunteer help, or to a group that reaches out to girls. There are many opportunities to be a blessing to others. Ask God to guide you. And I say that because trusting and believing to God, and I like what it said about going out to prisons and doing some ministry work or just being of encourage, because it tied back to me. For me, it tied back to the person breaking into my house the next house they may break into, they may go to jail, or they may, you know, lose their life. But we need to continue to encourage one another. Reach out. This weekend, go visit somebody. Call somebody up and say, you know what, I just wanted to see how you was doing. Can I come over and sit with you? Some people are sitting in their house depressed. Some people are at the verge of killing themselves. Some people are dealing with broken hearts. Some people are dealing with problems with their kids. And some people just want to get out the house, but they've just been so cooped up, and they have to break their aims or probably killing their own kids. I encourage you guys to get out and visit one another. More than just a phone call sometimes. Get out. Come sit with each other. Listen to one another. Pray with one another. It's important. Because if it wasn't for me being who I am and reaching out to my support system and my network and getting honest about what happened to me rather than suppressing that anger, and eventually it turned into me grabbing my gun and shooting somebody, I was able to talk about it. And I had everybody, my whole team, people who even know me, was praying for me about what happened to me. And I'm thankful for that. There is the power in prayer. And I'm going to leave us out with this in a prayer. Father God, help us balance prayer as a way of thinking versus prayers of request in crisis, Lord. Lord, thank you for the many blessings you have bestowed upon us. Help us focus on not on selfish desires, but on your kingdom work. Thank you for giving us another day to share our blessings with each other. Help us to see that you are the great, that you are the greatest blessing of all in our lives. Please guide us, Heavenly Father. Use us in a way that will change lives and bring souls to you. And I give you all the glory, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Taking the church, y'all. Taking the church. Jimmy the Rules, you want to take us up out of this thing, King?
Got any closing remarks? I'm baffled. I'm ready to go knock me some maintenance men out after we get off the show. I don't know who they are. I'm just going to knock them out. But definitely keep your mind focused. And like I always say, educate yourself. Anything that you can get your hands on, read. Read. Know your history, where you come from, in order to know where you're at, in order to figure out where you're going. Just like I say, always keep focused, you know, on what you have to do, and don't allow anything to deter you. Don't allow anything to confuse you or lead you into a place to where you know you're not supposed to be at. Words from the wise from Jay Riddle Rillis. Get at me at Jay Riddle Rillis on Twitter, Facebook, or just Google me.
Hey, man, change your locks, people. I was thinking about that, too, because they came and changed my locks, but I went and stepped it up a little bit more because they changed the top locks, the lock that you turn, but I changed the bottom lock. It wasn't the bottom lock on there at first, but I changed the bottom lock, and I ain't tell my landlord about it either, and I ain't going to tell him about it. If he come asking me, then that's fine. But, you know, as far as something getting fixed, nothing needs to be fixed in my apartment. I'm a handy diva. I take care of my stuff. I like my things. But I would suggest you guys to change your locks, you know, keep the old locks in a box somewhere, which we usually put the box in the key and we put it on top of the shelves in the kitchen, or we put it in the kitchen cabinet. But change your locks. It doesn't matter if you got a local crackhead running around here, you know, doing what he doing. And I did confront him, Jay Rodarillas. I did confront him because I wanted him to know that I knew. And just because I couldn't confirm, I wanted him to know. I said, you know you. Oh, everybody. No, I did not say this all guilty on your face, but I just want you to know that I know. And I said, you will not be comfortable around this complex at any given time. Every time I see you, it's on and popping. And I said, you better start praying every time you see me, because my physical woman will spit in your face right now, and I wouldn't have any remorse. And I'm letting you know that right now. I said, every time I see you, you should be praying. Because my blood boy, and it's an old thug in me. That's why I got baptized. Because she's crazy. she's crazy. She's crazy. Something wrong with her. I had to, and that's why I get up with the water and the word. There's a method to Diva praying, to Ebony praying, to me getting up and fasting in the morning with the water and the word, because there is an evil in the inside of me, and she took pleasure years ago of just beating the hell out of people. I used to go upside people's heads so quick, and it was a monster, because every time I went off, it was blind fury, and I enjoyed causing people physical, emotional, mental pain. Like, I would disrespect you and spit on you. I had an issue with just spitting on people, but I thank God for revealing to me and bringing me to my lowest point at a point in time to show me that this is below you. This is not who I made of you. But I let him know that I'm on you everywhere that you go, every second that you breathe. If you take a piss, I will be shadowing you. Know that. And then this is how I'm talking to him. I said, if you take a piss, I will be shadowing you. Know that. I said, every time that you're sleeping, I said, you will never know when I'm going to get you or who going to get you, but you're going to get yours. And I'm going to speak to you real calm and real nice, and I'm smiling because you see my young king over there? He's terrified. Look at his face. He thinks I'm about to do something to you. But I'm going to smile and walk away from you. And that's exactly what I did. I'm proud of myself for literally walking away and not physically touching this man. But I threatened him, and I meant that. And I, yeah, see this live on air, because I meant it.
I understand it. And all that energy, all that, because I'm one like yourself, all that popping and exploding and short fusing, you know, it was for purpose. It was for purpose, because the purpose is, instead of being the firecracker, a loose cannon, you are now a controlled weapon. See, that's the purpose, and that's what we got to understand. We have warrior spirits and we have warrior hearts, and that we are supposed to be fighting the war right now. That's why so many of our young brothers and sisters are out there. And they're aggravated and they're angry, and they're displaying this anger by physical pain on other people, emotional pain on other people, because we're really supposed to be fighting the war. We just don't know who we're supposed to be fighting. We don't know who the enemy is. We think we are the enemy, but we don't know who the enemy is. And once you understand that, you can tap into that. Now, we have to build to get rid of the carnal man, because that carnal man, that earthly man, it can destroy us. It can destroy us down to the point to where we're nothing. We'll blow away with the next wind. But once we understand that all that power that we were exerting into being that old person, once we shed that power does not leave. It is now redirected. And that's what you do, Diva. You have redirected all that you were into what you are doing now, and now you are raising a king to be a king. You are helping so many and touching so many lives through what you do, by still having that same fire, that same poise that you were. It's just redirected for the better now, and that's what a lot of us have to understand. We have to start redirecting. I'm not asking you to change. Now, I don't care. Mm-hmm. What God you pray to, what you call him, what religion it is. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's all rooted and based back to one original thing, but that's another subject totally. But at the same time, we have to take all that energy, and we have to say, no, we're not putting $1 billion up to hurt any people. No, we're not going to allow kids in another nation to be bombed. No, we're not going to allow these countries to go starving anymore and not have any education. No, we're not going to allow our own people to be miseducated. And you know, people got to stop, you know, spending your checks and then going and taking your food stamps, cashing them in and spending them. We got to appropriate, and we got to stop being so angry all the damn time.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, I know life happens and, you know, people do stuff to us, but like you said, taking that anger, I had to pray on it, even with this morning. I mean, J. Real to Realist, I was going around the house just playing and crying and praying and crying because I had to go to my creator to calm the beast. And before I had to go to work, too, I had to get myself together. And I'm so glad that the energy and the power in the inside of me, I'm able to use it now to help, to create, not destroy. Because I've seen